Chinese director and screenwriter Jia Zhengke doesn't make elegant costume dramas about his country's past or create mythical houses of flying daggers, but he's gained an international reputation as the leading filmmaker of a younger generation, and his movies are regularly invited to the Berlin, Cannes, and New York film festivals. His latest is now screening in this country. It's called in English, Ash is Purest White. Howie Movshevitz of member station KUNC reports.
Jia Zhengke is worried about the past disappearing in a relentlessly modernizing China. In one early scene in Ash's Purest White, the past is represented by one man protesting a dying coal mine. The present is a throbbing disco. In the film, the old and the new butt heads, literally and figuratively. Jia shows that struggle through the lives of everyday people.
Since 1998, with my first film, feature film, English title is Pickpocket, until this one, I'm very interested to examine the individual against the backdrop of the drastic transformations of the Chinese society. And I do think that because of that transformation, you have people being left behind and they very much live in the margin of the society. So almost like an outsider looking in to examine and challenge the mainstream culture is very much what I would like to do with all of my films.
What I find most impressive about Jia is the way his films contain both macro and micro.
Dennis Lim is the director of programming at the Film Society of Lincoln Center.
He has a remarkable knack, I think, for grounding these films about modernization, you know, these films about technological and political upheaval. These are what his films are about, but they're also very much about human lives.
In Ash's Purest White, those lives belong to inhabitants of a petty crime underworld, which the filmmaker calls a parallel culture with its own rules and philosophy.
Within the underworld, within Jianghu, the most important two elements were the, or are the interpersonal relationship and the sense of loyalty. But because of the transformation of society, I do think that a lot of people, as a result, they lost themselves in the pursuit of wealth and power and gradually letting go the old values of interpersonal relationship and also the sense of loyalty. So I do think that's the transformation and evolution that we very much want to examine.
It's a world Jia knows firsthand, says Aliza Ma, head of programming at Metrograph Cinema in New York, who served as Jia's interpreter in the past.
He talks about a formative experience of having grown up on the streets and working for people who weren't necessarily proper employers, you know, and just being close to marginal characters and noticing these codes of behavior.
With the advent of digital video, Jia Zhengke took to those streets and began filming life as he saw it.
His main concern is showing an unofficial oral history of China that is undocumented by the mainstream media there.
Ma says that approach got Jia into trouble, and his films were not allowed to be shown in theaters. But his reputation spread, and eventually he and his work were invited to the major international film festivals. Lincoln Center's Dennis Lim says that Jia's become a respected contributor to the story of Chinese film.
I think if you look at 21st century cinema internationally, it's hard to not talk about Chinese cinema. And you think of someone like Jia sort of being really at the forefront of that. People look to his films as kind of reflections of what's happening in China today.
And what's happening in China today, says filmmaker Jia Zhengke, is that the past, the country's history and culture, and the people who embody it are being erased.
So speaking of history, I do want to mention the last scene of the film. It's this female protagonist being captured by the surveillance camera and somehow just make her as a human being, as an individual, into pixels on the monitor. almost something that can be easily erased and no one will know she ever existed. So that is what I think about the importance of film and cinema, is to give voice and give presence and give significance to those people. They might at the end, just like those pixels, can be easily erased. I want to tell their stories. I want to record their life in such a way that it will be remembered and also will somehow bring some significance of their existence while they're here.
Yet Jia Zhongke ends his film on an ambivalent note, which suggests that the traditions of the past may be a trap, while the brutality of the present at least limps forward. For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshevitz.